Well, today's the first day of my holiday. I'm on the beach at St. Paul and it's bloody lovely. Just had a dip in the sea and it was invigorating to say the least. Bit of a windy day, but the sun is shining and it's gorgeous. I've got to get started with editing my book and I've got lots to do with it. I shouldn't really be lying here on the beach, but who cares? So I went to the bank this morning, put in a cheque for the last payment from this year's work at the campsite. And then I've went into the phone shop and I got the phone liberated, desbloqueado, whatever they call it. I forgot what they call it now. But anyway, that phone, the Samsung Galaxy S3, I should be able to give to Jack and he shall be able to enjoy it and have some fun out of it. And I'm really enjoying my iPhone. As I'm using this today, I'm making a recording on Twisted Wave, which is my favourite recording application for the iPhone. I also use it on the iPad. I'm looking forward to the, the iPad event, which is going to be on in Cupertino. That's on Thursday at 7 o'clock, so I should go to that. Well, I should go to it, I should listen to it, so I should watch it on the Apple TV or watch it on the computer, one or the other. And hopefully the iPads will be readily available here in Spain fairly soon after the announcement. I hope it's not going to be like the iPhone where we had to wait a week before they sort of put it out here after putting it out in the US and the UK first and a couple of other places. And then we had to wait a little bit longer. Now this recording, I don't know if it's going to be getting any good or not because of the fact that it's a bit windy here on the beach. I'm trying to do it so that The wind is not on the microphone, but you never know. It might be a bit windy sounding. I might not be able to use it. And I'm just getting dry after being on the beach. And when I'm dry, I shall get on my bicycle and go back home again. Make myself some lunch and then get started on the editing. I'm using an application called Map My Ride. And first time I used it, and I don't think I got it set up right because it didn't actually give me any GPS information. I flicked a switch on in the settings now and think it might just do it. I'll be able to check that when I do the rest of the ride back home again. And I'm quite enjoying using that alongside Map My Fitness. And all that feeds as well into the health application that comes from Apple. So I'm just going to start using Map My Fitness now instead of using Noom. Because Noom's good. But the application on the iPhone is not quite as good on the iPhone as it is on the Android device. Because the Android was quite good for Noom, actually. Did all the things necessary. But anyway, Map My Fitness is a little bit better because what it does, it allows me to put in more than one food at the same time. And quite often I eat a lot of the same foods at the same time. So when I have a cup of tea, I have a biscuit. Although that might stop, I might give up biscuits altogether. And when I have, when I have my Weetabix in the morning, I'm going to have a cup of tea with it as well. So I can put in a couple of things at the same time. And also it's quite good for when I want to make up my own recipes. So that I can set up a recipe with bits and pieces in there and say how much calories it's going to be and all that sort of stuff. And it's a little bit more configurable than Noom. Although I say Noom was a good application to use and I would still recommend it if you're wondering about getting an application to map your fitness and keep a track on how much you eat and the number of steps you take and so on. I'm at just about 80 kilograms at the moment. Weighed myself again yesterday, I was just below 80 kilograms. I'd like to get down to 78. I think it will do, especially for biscuits. And we'll have to see how it goes anyway, because I won't be doing as much walking and exercises as I do normally when I'm working. I'm walking around a lot when I'm working, so I just have to make sure I get out some long walks with the dog and go on more cycle rides, like I've been on a cycle ride this morning. What else is going on? Well, on the beach here we've got someone who's just putting a boom pole into his sail for his windsurf, and he's going to go out on the windsurf in a bit. We'll watch that. Might even actually sort of shoot a bit of video of that if he gets out there before I actually get away from the beach. He's struggling a bit to get that done because he's got a lot of wind to deal with while he's putting the boom pole into the sail. And there's a little girl there sitting with the mother watching him as well. There's already been one windsurfer gone out. It's a bloody good day for doing some windsurfing, that's for sure. And I'd like to learn how to windsurf myself one day. I think if I was to go out today, I'd spend, even if it's windy and I'd have enough wind to hold me up, I think I'd still end up falling in a lot anyway. I miss kayaking. I miss sailing too. So anyway, this is Dave Allen doing a bit of chat about my first day off and my first of many days off between now and April or May. Or no, actually, I'll probably get back to work in March. I don't know yet. I'll have to see what comes up next year. I've got lots of work to do in the meantime with making some videos and doing some writing and getting the books done. And I'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye now.